Okay, so very good. Wonderful to see you all here. And wonderful to come and spend some time doing some meditation together. And we've all reached that time. It's my favorite time of the day when everything that you've done during the day is all finished. And all of the things that you've left undone, they're just undone, that's all. And all of the things that you've accomplished, then they're finished. They're over. And when the sun goes down and the day becomes cool, there's like a settling of the energies that's been going on through the day. So it's a really lovely time to do some meditation together. And it's very nice to reflect on all the support that we have to be able to practice. We have this lovely hall to meditate in. We have our friends, the Dhamma friends here at the Buddhist Society, all coming together to support each other. Everybody who's come here has come with a pure intention. Nobody comes here to make money or to become influential or powerful or anything like that. People only come here because they want to purify their minds. So this is a very rare kind of experience, a very rare kind of gathering. If we were to drive around Perth on this Friday night, we'd find many different kinds of gatherings. People gathering in pubs and restaurants and nightclubs and all of these kinds of things. Well, that's okay, they're going there to have fun and whatever. But it's very hard to find a gathering like this where people come purely just for the spiritual purpose of practicing meditation. And so there's so many conditions that make it possible for us to practice. The fact that we're living in a country that allows us to practice our religion freely and openly. Many countries in the world where you simply can't practice Buddhism openly, you'll be thrown in jail. Very lucky we live in a place with a good climate. In a place where we have enough free time that we can actually come here to the center. And of course in a place where we have teachings and the ability to learn the Dhamma. So all of these things are very powerful supporting conditions. But the most important supporting condition for your meditation is your own intention. And actually, you know, even if most of those other things are not present, you can still practice. Even if you don't have a teacher, you can still practice. If you don't have a place to meditate, you can still practice. If you don't have Dhamma friends, you can still practice. But the most essential condition is your own wish, your own intention to practice. And the fact that you've come here this evening, simply with that intention to do some meditation and listen to Dhamma, that's already a very, very powerful good karma that you've made. In fact, it's so powerful that even if you don't actually meditate, you've already done a lot of good karma. So we could actually finish right now and you could go home and think, wow, I had the intention to meditate. Wasn't that so wonderful? But no, we're going to actually do the meditation. So it's important to reflect like this and to think like this, because sometimes we go through our life and we think of all of the things that are obstacles to our meditation, all of the distractions, all of the tensions, the conflicts, all of those things that are pulling us away from peace. And we forget that there are actually many, many things in our life that are very beautiful and very supportive. And so we bring those to mind before we start to practice, and that helps us to make our mind happy and our mind free and intent on the meditation. So for the next little while, we'll do some guided meditation, and I'm going to ask you to choose your own meditation. I'm going to give you three options, and the options will be, number one, breath meditation, number two, loving kindness meditation, and number three will be I always choose something different for number three. Number three will be it's Good Friday, isn't it? So number three will have to be the contemplation of death. Okay, so that's number three. So you're going to choose which one we're going to do, breath meditation, loving kindness, or contemplation of death. Number one, breath meditation. Who wants to do breath meditation? Okay, reasonably popular. Loving kindness. Okay, is that loving kindness winning so far? Yep. Death meditation. No, death losers. Sorry, guys. It's interesting when you ask this, you do get very different results in different places. So anyway, I think loving kindness was the winner. So let's do some loving kindness meditation. And for this, we're going to do just beginnings of loving kindness meditation. We'll do loving kindness for yourself and for a loved person. So before we start, I want you to think of one loved person who you can do meditation for, someone who's easy for you to do loving kindness for. Okay, let's go. So sitting quietly. And let your mind settle back inside your body. Easy and peaceful and simple. Leaving your mind settled in your heart. You say to oneself the words, may I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. Repeating the words evenly and steadily. Firmly and clearly. Making a solid ground for your mind. And as you continue with those words, you notice that along with the words of loving kindness, there's something else. There's something more subtle. And that's the feeling of loving kindness. Can you notice that feeling? Can you see it? It's there, somewhere. Be patient and quiet, and you'll find that the loving kindness is there all along. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. If your mind starts to think, it starts to wander off, maybe it starts to doubt, to worry, and you just be kind to it. Give those thoughts or feelings some attention, some love. Give them a bit of a hug. Let them go. And just come back. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And letting that feeling of loving kindness soak and spread through your whole body. Not drifting around outside your body, but very grounded right here. And then moving to loving kindness with a loved person. And just bringing the name of that loved person into the words of metta. No need to go over there to where that person is. Just bring their name in. May they be happy. May they be happy. May they be happy. keeping the words of metta strong and clear. Using them to support the feeling. Beautiful, warm feeling of pleasure soaking through your whole body. And then taking that same loving kindness and spreading it out to the whole world. May the whole world be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. All over the world, without any difference or measure or limit. Just loving kindness, just joy, just happiness. And coming near to the end of the meditation, coming back to that loved one, may that loved one be happy, may they be happy, may they be happy. May I be happy, may I be happy, may I be happy. And then letting the words of metta go. Letting the feeling of loving kindness fade away. And just being aware and mindful as your mind returns to an empty, open space. Watching as all the joyful and happy feeling of the metta fades away into neutrality. And before we finish, just taking a minute to reflect back over the meditation, just to see what's happened. How did your mind change? What went on? What kinds of things were you concerned about? What was the loving kindness? What did it feel like? And finally, we can dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings realize awakening. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. So now please open your eyes and come out of meditation. I'm going to take a minute to stretch your legs or adjust your posture.